Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
It's one thing. I think as Christians, we know that the non-regenerate, the non-born-again person, you know, does not have the mind of Christ, is not immersing themselves into the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, is not being transformed by the renewing of their mind. So it's probably not that surprising. Maybe we shouldn't be too shocked that so many lies are being told to us all the time. But it is surprising when you have the professing evangelical church and some of its leaders capitulating to some of these anti-truth ideas that are more in the mainstream of society. How do you see some examples of that taking place within the, we know it takes place in the mainline denominations. Those are long ago lost to the political left. But how do you see this seeping into the evangelical church community, this anti-truthism?
Well, Christianity Today had been a flagship of evangelical Christianity as a publication, and they've gone left. They had an editor who recently resigned, and he was a never-Trumper who basically said that you can't really be a Christian unless you vote for Joe Biden. And I thought, okay, they've lost all sense of proportion here. To me, that goes for all the never-Trumpers, and I'd like to remind them, when I send them articles about the border collapsing and all kinds of horrible things happening now all over the country, and then I'll say, well, at least we were spared Trump's rude tweets, but we're so much better off. And they have no answer, because they helped foment what is amounting to a Marxist revolution in Washington, D.C. It's that serious. You see more evidence in places like the Southern Baptist Convention, where they adopted a resolution embracing intersectionality. Now, that's part of critical race theory, and that is the theory that says you can be a victim many times over in this white supremacist, misogynistic society. In other words, if you're a woman, you're a victim. If you're a lesbian, you're a victim. If you're a black lesbian, you're a triple victim. And so, therefore, people are oppressed many different ways by the white patriarchy. And they eventually begin attacking the Bible itself, saying this is the handbook for the white supremacist elite that controls society. When you combine that kind of higher critical reasoning, as they call it, with outright historical lies embraced by the 1619 movement and the Black Lives Matter curricula, you see people being told that if you're Christian, you might as well wear a Ku Klux Klan outfit. You're a hater. You're a bigot. There are parallels to the 1930s Germany and David, and they're kind of frightening, where the Jews were first ridiculed and then singled out as villains and then finally persecuted and then finally herded into camps. We're nowhere near that in America yet, but you see the beginnings of it with the constant drumbeat in the media of how evangelical Christians are somehow the enemy of all that's good and decent.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.